Hi, Bill Neff with you again for today's episode of Morning and Evening. Thanks so much for tuning in. In chapter 19, verse 25 of the book that bears his name, Job makes this statement. He says, "I know that my Redeemer lives." The center of Job's comfort, says Charles Spurgeon, resides in that little word, my Redeemer, and in the fact that his Redeemer lives. Oh, to get hold of a living Christ. We must take up residence in him before we can enjoy him. What use is gold if it remains in the mine, unharvested and unrefined? Thousands of beggars live in countries rich in gold. Gold can't satisfy me. It's gold in my pocket that helps me to purchase the bread I need. In the same way, a Redeemer who doesn't redeem me is of no use to me. Don't rest today until by faith you can say, "Jesus is my Redeemer." Even if you're holding on to Jesus with a very weak grip, even if your faith is as small as a grain of mustard seed, you're entitled to say, "Jesus is my Redeemer." But Job's confidence is also heard in the words, "I know." To say, "I hope so," or "I trust so," is comfortable, and there are thousands who never get much further than that. But to reach the essence of comfort in Christ, you must say, "I know." Doubts sting the soul like wasps. If I have any suspicion that Christ is not mine, then my wine turns to vinegar. But if I know that Jesus lives for me, and then even darkness isn't dark, even the night is bright to me. If Job can be this confident in Christ long before Jesus ever came to this earth, how can I be any less confident? Let's rest on this foundation and build every room in our house upon it. Jesus is my living Redeemer, and he brings me unspeakable joy. Well, I hope you're encouraged by these daily thoughts, like this one based on Job 19:25. As always, a copy of today's reading is available to you at our website. The address is morningandevening.org. Until next time, I'm Bill Neff. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.